Thank you and good morning. The passage of three bills that comprise the State Medical Marijuana Act also formed a new state agency, the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation. And the members of that regulatory body have begun a statewide tour to meet with residents to discuss the new agency itself and the new regulatory framework that will govern the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana. The board will hold two meetings on the North Coast this week, both scheduled for Wednesday in Arcata at the D Street Neighborhood Center. The first meeting will be held from 4:30 until 5:45 p.m., with a second to follow from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. The public is invited to attend, and it provides an opportunity to hear directly from members of the board who will craft the rules for the new regulatory framework in the coming months. The planned dredging of the entrance channel to Humboldt Bay won't begin until May 20th, but local crab boats will have to cross the bar beginning today as they drop the first pots of the commercial crab fishing season, which opens on Thursday. Shoaling in the channel has made crossing the bar a perilous and unpredictable journey, and both the Humboldt Bay Harbor District and the Sheriff's Office have issued warning to boaters and fishermen. The upcoming dredging will restore the entrance of the harbor to 48 feet in an operation expected to take the better part of a month. The Fortuna City Council will hold a ballot measure workshop that is open to the public, and the council wants public input to a possible ballot initiative that could create new revenues for essential city services, such as police and support services, road maintenance, parks, and public facility maintenance. The City Council and city staff will hold the meeting tomorrow night from 6 until 8 at the River Lodge and will discuss plans to bring services and staffing levels that have been cut in the past few years back up to levels expected from the public. The state legislature is one step closer to adopting stricter regulations for the flying of drones over working fire areas as agencies across the state prepare for wildfire season. Senate Bill 807 has been approved by the state Senate and now heads to the Assembly for a vote. If approved and signed into law, the bill would grant civil immunity to any fire agency personnel or emergency responder who damages an unmanned aircraft in the course of emergency duties. The FAA has issued a reminder to drone operators as well that they need to be familiar with federal regulations, and the latest state bill is driven by concerns that drone operators put air crews and ground crews in danger with the unauthorized use of drones over emergency operation areas. The driver of a vehicle was arrested on DUI charges after running over his passenger east of Jacoby Creek on early Friday morning. It was around 2 o'clock when 45-year-old Arcata resident Timothy Bolton was pulling into a driveway on Plunkett Road when one of his passengers, 35-year-old Jennifer Mallett, suddenly exited the vehicle while it was still in motion. Mallett was subsequently run over, and she suffered major injuries that included a broken leg and a fractured pelvis. She was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Responding CHP officers determined Bolton to be under the influence of alcohol, and he was arrested on DUI charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks appeared on Talk Shop on Friday morning, and the talk surrounded the city's operation to clear out the encampments in the Palco Marsh. Sparks said the real planning got going in mid-March with weekly meetings, and then city department heads and staff met more frequently as the May 2nd deadline approached. In addition to police, social service, the sheriff's office, ambulance crews, and public works were on hand to support the operation.
We started planning for this probably about 6 weeks in advance of Monday, with initially weekly meetings of our management team and really kind of thinking of what we need to do on our end to prepare for that day. And then on several days before the operation, of really going over the police operations plan, how they're going to send their teams in, where the support was coming then.
Sparks said that the advance notice to those who had set up camps in the marsh worked, and by the time Monday rolled around, there were far fewer people than expected.
Somewhat anticipating that we'd be making arrests on Monday, that there'd be people who would simply refuse to leave. I know when Chief Mills and I were back in there on Sunday, he thought it was down to about 80 campers. I think it was probably a month ago, we were at around 180. It had kept dropping each week to where we were down to about 113. And by Monday morning, people were streaming out of there.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.